Did you see this, the pirate story?
They somehow got it done.
They signed Ryan Reynolds to the first ever $100 million contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates. That leaves only three teams now in the history of baseball that have never had a contract of $100 million or more, and that would be the Kansas City Royals, the Oakland A's, and then this one surprised me a bit, the Chicago White Sox. And the reason I'm surprised, I just thought that Abreu had, you know, when he was still with them, Abreu's with the Astros now. Yeah, I sort of assumed he was.
Yeah, me too.
But no. But here's the deal. They sign him to an 8-year, $106.75 million extension. Largest deal in franchise history. And look, they're off to a 16-7 start. They have the best record in the National League, and they're behind only Tampa Bay for the best record in baseball. Over the winter, Reynolds had requested a trade. But he's off to a great start. 5 home runs. He's knocked in 18. He's hitting .294. And the Pirates are playing great baseball. The contract is very similar to the one that Byron Buxton signed with the Twins and the one that Kyle Seager signed with the Mariners. He gets a $2 million signing bonus on top of $6.75 million that he's scheduled to make this year. They will then pay him $10 million next year, $12 million in 25, $14 million in 2026, then $15 million each year in 27, 28, 29, and 30. There is a $20 million team option in 20 with a $2 million buyout in 31. And they also have Cabrian Hayes under contract at $70 million total. They are looking now to extend O'Neill Cruz, who's out for a couple months here, and Mitch Keller, their fine right-handed pitcher. You know, when you're sitting there and you are, and this is only me, I may be making a leap here, but on guesswork, and it's just pure guesswork, I wonder when you're sitting there and the story comes out about your regional sports network and whether you're still going to have the contract or not, and it's revealed that you're making $61 million a year off that contract, it's hard to look at your fan base, don't you think? And say, hey, yeah, we're crying poor here. No.
Very, very interesting.
Well, I'm just saying, you know where I'm going here.
Oh, it makes too much sense.
That your fan base is looking at you saying, hey, wait a minute, you're getting $61 million a year or have been getting $61 million a year, and you've been keeping it? Well, you know, this shows that maybe they're not going to keep it. And this is a guy that, you know, the running joke we've had on this show has been what? Ryan Reynolds won't be a Pirate by August 1st. Ryan Reynolds won't be a Pirate. You know, and they've kept him and kept him and kept him. Then he demands a trade, and you're like, yep, okay. And doggone it, they kept him. He's 28 years old, so it's an 8-year deal. I mean, you and I, you know, I think anybody with common sense knows he's not going to get to the full 8 years. But let's give the Pirates credit where credit's due. They're playing terrific on the field, and this is a big move for them to keep a guy that's been playing like a winning player. Not bad.